welcome in Mike Kliss, 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Hey, Mike, how's it going, man?
Good. How's the show going, guys?
Nate and I are talking hip-hop and bodily functions and all that stuff, so it's all the makings of a great radio show.
Locker room talk.
That's right. That's why we brought you on, Mike.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, Broncos obviously riding high, 2-0, playing a 0-2 Jets team, comes in here, has some of the makings of a potential trap game. What's your take on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're a heavy favorite and, the other team's coming off an abysmal performance where their quarterback, kept throwing it to the other team, it's likely the following week to be a different game than people think. But regardless, we kind of said that a little bit with Jacksonville last week, with the Broncos going to Jacksonville. And Jacksonville did come out ready to play. You know, Urban had them ready to play it. But eventually, the better team surfaced in that game. And I would think the same thing here. Zach Wilson, I think, is going to struggle more when this rookie season is over. I think Zach Wilson's more apt to have a worse year than Trevor Lawrence. It just goes to show, guys, a week before the draft, Broncos country, everybody on the fan would have been ecstatic if Broncos made a move to get Trevor Lawrence and or Zach Wilson, and no one was excited about Teddy Bridgewater. But as it turns out, the veteran quarterback is always better than the rookie. And Teddy badly outplayed Trevor Lawrence last week, and I anticipate he'll badly outplay Zach Wilson. Now, 5 years from now, you wish you had Zach Wilson or Trevor Lawrence, but for here in 2021, and no one was excited about Teddy. And, it just goes to show that in the NFL, a rookie, no matter how talented you are, and Trevor Lawrence has got just talent and skills just pouring out of his skin. I mean, he's a remarkable talent. But he, as a rookie, you're not any good. And Teddy Bridgewater is far more polished, and he's the better quarterback. He's better than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson as we stand here today in 2021.
So you talk about Teddy being a good quarterback, and I think the people who doubted Teddy's skills and his ability to lead this team are slowly coming around. Teddy's doing things on the field and off the field that is endearing fans and teammates and coaches to him, like pulling KJ Hamler aside, pulling his locker next to Teddy. But, of course, that's not going to be enough to get KJ Hamler involved in this offense and really maximize his potential. How do these Broncos get KJ Hamler more involved?
Yeah, I thought he would. I thought it was kind of set up for him to be involved last week, and it didn't work out that way. Cortland Sutton did the deep routes, and maybe that's what Jacksonville was anticipating. They took away KJ maybe a little bit on the deep routes, and they weren't paying attention to Cortland, the guy coming off the ACL wearing a brace on his knee. Every week it's someone different. I mean, they got Cortland was the big guy last week with Tim Patrick 1B. I think that's a pretty good formula. You do want to mix in a little more of KJ Hamler, but I think it's week to week. The way KJ Hamler is going to be, guys, when they drafted him, the idea was, he may not give you much 5, 6, 7, 8 games a year. But the idea behind KJ Hamler was he would make big impact plays that would win you 3 or 4 games a year. And so he's going to be kind of a feast or famine type of receiver throughout his career, really. I mean, he's a little guy. He's not going to be a guy that gets 6 catches for 70 yards a game. He's going to be a guy who gets 2 catches for 100 or, 1 for 10 or whatever it is that he got last week. So we'll see what happens this week. Maybe he is more involved this week.
Mike, defensively, the injuries have already started. you know, lost Ronald Darby in week one. But luckily, you had a first-round pick ready to step in. Bradley Chubb lost. You got Malik Reed, who led the team in sacks last year. Now it's Josie Jewell. Not quite the same level of replacement there. We got Justin Strnad and Baron Browning. Neither one of those guys have the experience that Malik Reed got last year or that first-round talent that Pat Surtain steps into Ronald Darby's role with. How do you see those two guys working out at that inside linebacker spot?
Yeah, first of all, when they picked up Micah Kizer, if you look at Micah Kizer was a starting inside linebacker for the Rams last year. He started 9 games. He must have got hurt. But he had 77 tackles in 9 games, which is quite a bit. You know, over a 17-game season, that projects out to about 130. So I think in a couple weeks, Micah Kizer is going to be the replacement to Josie Jewell. And then Strnad will be the dime linebacker. Baron Browning, to me, needs to play special teams and just kind of redshirt this year on defense. I don't think he'll be ready to go until the second half of the season at the earliest, as far as defensive snaps go. But Micah Kizer is, I think, maybe not this week, maybe not next week against the Ravens, but against the Steelers, the hope is that Kaiser's up to speed and he's ready to go. And he seems like the logical replacement to Jewell to me.
Mike, there's no one who has their finger closer to the pulse in Dove Valley than you do. So tell us, or why, what is the issue with this Denver Broncos special team, particularly the coverage unit? Why is it happening the way it is?
Well, you know, I think it is fair that special teams coordinator Tom McMahon is under the gun a little bit here. They've given up the most touchdown returns since the start of the 2018 season with 5 than anyone in the NFL. I mean, the players keep changing on special teams, but it's been the same coach. It seems to me like McMahon's a good coach. I mean, I see him work. He's a smart, intelligent guy. He seems to get him to work. He seems to get him to play hard. But for whatever reason, the execution on coverage isn't there. They tried to change out personnel, get more linebacker bodies with Jonas Griffin and speed, linebackers who can run. I don't know what the answer is. I'll say this, now that they're at home these next 2 weeks, I'm a proponent of Brandon McManus kicking touchbacks and eliminating the kickoff coverage there, and then Sam Martin do his directional and height things to eliminate the coverage on the punts, because, you know, it's obvious that they have problems fixing it.